Starts off with the famous Sisa Shosh B'nai Yisuf putting on the Eno Pasha Shkolm was he Pascha the Gemara as Machlos Bat Pasha Shkolm Megillah Choftes 29b to come out Rav holds his Pasha Shkolm Pasha Kisisa yeah so the Maisel we know this is Pasha Shkolm. And we know the famous Chazal, the Gemara says that we read Pasha Shkolm in Odor, back to Pasha Shkolm, even though we did Pasha Shkolm already, but we want to understand Pasha Shkolm is very, very esoteric. What the Gemara says in Megillah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Klal Yisrael, that Hashem was makdim shikleim the shekel shel Haman. Haman gave Aseres alofim kikar kesef of Shkolim. He offered for the destruction of Klal Yisrael. And Hashem said, I'm going to be makdim the Shkolim. The Sisos, the Rosh Bnei Yisrael, the Klal Yisrael, the Shkolim, the Klal Yisrael, give Shkolim, I'll be makdim it to the shekel of Haman. That's going to be the protection, that's going to be the antidote against Haman shekel. Hashem says, the Gemara says, Hashem said, I was Mitzava, Pashki Sisa, the Pash of Shkolim, of Mitzava, and the Shanti Makdim, the Shikleim, Shal Klal Yisrael. And that will be an antidote, that will be a protection for the shekel at home. The question is, how exactly that works? Is that the shekel of Klal Yisrael is going to be a protection? How is it the antidote to Haman's evil plot?
What is plot?
So I wanted to kind of like this, Gretzen. Maybe we could say in Mahafazer, but I said, the yisoid of Haman's evil plot, the yisoid of Haman, the fact that he was ready to give out so much money, that's why it says also, Shikleihem. What's special about their shekel to Haman's shekel? What's special about the shekel of Klal Yisrael in comparison to Haman's shekel? We have to understand a little bit the history of Haman, who he came from, what he's about. Haman came from Esav, right? We know he was a great, he was an Ur Enikel, a great Sinachas to Esav, Ur Enikel Haman. Now, we have to understand, Abosai, the midah of Esav, Abosai, Esav, when they saw Esav, Abosai, what they see in him, they saw somebody who was Esav, the from the Russian Asui, he was already fully grown. In fact, he came out with so much hair. He looked for, that's what people called him. Like, everybody called him Esav. Because he came out, Yaakov on the other hand, his name was from the word Ekev, the heel. Esav was also from the Asui. He was already fully made. And because of that, Rabbi Yisai, Esav's Metzius was that he didn't have to come on to anybody. And for Kat, he felt that he owned the world, and the world was becoming to him. He wasn't becoming to the world. And there was the total antithesis of the human being. Hashem made a human being that, when he made the fact that there is a Metzius of many different human beings in this world, the Metzius was made that we have to come on to each other. That's why Hashem made everybody with mindless and chesroinus. Because the fact is that we avada have to work on all chesroinus, but Hashem made other people with mindless and other people with chesroinus that everybody should be able to help out the other person. And we once said over for the Chayav Elojin that when we look at somebody else, our right eye looks at his left eye, your right eye looks wise that way, that forget my mindless to help your left eye is the weaker eye, the left side, so it's supposed to be the weaker side. Right is always the powerful side. The right is supposed to help out. So made that Kodesh Baruch Hu made them see us that way. When I look at you, my right is looking at your left side. Why? It's a plan of illusion. Because I'm here in this world to help you with my mind, to help your weakness, and your mind is supposed to help out my weakness. That's the Metzias Hashem made the person. Memela, a mere person was created in the Metzias where he has to come on to others. Hashem wanted that way. We have to come on to each other in order to help each other out. Whereas Esav was created as Asui, Lashon Esav from Asui. And therefore, Haman, who was an Ur Enikel, he he brought out the midah of the Zayd in a gewaltical way. His whole mitzvah was he has not to come on to any. And the more he felt that he had to come on to somebody, it wasn't worth it. He wanted to be on top. He wanted to be in a matzav where everybody's becoming to him. And forget, if one person, the whole world was already bound to him, but when one person was, it's all not worth it. So Haman's mitzvah was an outgrowth of this midah of Esav, which is the midah that I don't have to come on to anybody else. The world's becoming to me. And when Mordechai wasn't becoming to him, it already got him enraged. But Klai, so we come into the side. Akev, Faket, the Akev of Yaakov is Kufel, because the fact that the heel represents Faket, that we have to come on to, it's the end of the body. It's something that has to come, it's not the Rosh, it's the end. He sees so as Rosh B'nai Yisrael wanted, and that was Haman. Haman was ready to give up Asura Kikrei Kesef. What was the whole topic of Asura? To wipe out this nation, because in his eyes he was enraged. They weren't ready to, I'm Mordechai, they weren't ready to Mekabel. They weren't becoming to him. They didn't feel they needed him. And he felt that the whole world has to be becoming to him. And if they're not, he's ready to shell out crazy amount of money in order to get what he needs for himself. Not to give to somebody else what they need, but to take whatever he can for himself. That was the Aseres Kikrei Kesef. But Klai Yisrael Shekloyim represent the Chatzi Shekel, the portion of himself, represent the whole Yisoid of the Shekloyim, was first of all, it was dedicated by the heart for somebody else. That was the first thing. Not for you, not to take it for yourself, but for somebody else. But secondly, the Chatzi Shekel was coming to represent that Klai Yisrael, the Shekloyim of Klai Yisrael's Chatzi Shekel, that we need others. We have to come on to others. And that was the antidote for Haman. Haman's whole shikolim was to chat about his own success, his own need for himself, and not forget to come on to somebody else. I don't want to come on to anybody else. And therefore, I'm giving the Chesed Hashkol to be able to control the world and not need the Jews, not need that. And our shikolim was the antidote because it represented the ganze metzias of Yaakov, which is the Metzias that forget, we understand that we need to come on to somebody. That the only way we can be successful in this world is when we come on to somebody else, is we need somebody else. The shekel of Haman, because our shekel represents the MS that we talk about what the Kodesh Baruch wanted in this world, and since we have that midah of the shekelayim, the power of the shekelayim, which is the mitzvah of coming on to somebody else, that we need to know that we're not perfect and we need other people in this world, and forget everybody's mashal each other. That's how Kodesh Baruch made the mitzvah of the world. Whereas Haman, and that's what the mitzvah of Amog, they don't want to forget, they don't want the machnia that they have to come on to somebody else, come on to a bari oilam, they come on to anybody else. But say the male, that's the midah of Haman, because they nelo shoyvili hiktim shikleim l'shikam. That's the antidote to Haman's that koyach, that sheet of Haman, and that destroys his whole sheet. It's not just stam an antidote. It mamish blows up Haman's whole sheet in his face, that the shikleim represents the need for somebody else, but Haman wants to destroy that whole yisoid. And Lemaisa, I think this is a tremendous midah, a tremendous kook, Rabbi Sai, also in the Eid of Shalom Bayis, Rabbi Sai, that the Torah's outlook in Shalom Bayis is that a person, as the Zohar says, is a plag hoof. It's a plag hoof. Dr. Zohar, everybody says it, gets up at the Besherah Brachas, plag hoof, you know, without the wife. It's not just a nice bar for the Besherah Brachas, that, you know, Ishto Kegufoi. And that, you know, if you saw the person has the stakos habayis of Boisai, the stakos habayis. I just saw a verse from the Rebbeinu Mipshichta. He said an unbelievable verse. Not just the stomach. He says that after Matan Torah, Boisai, we don't understand Boisai. A person can be learning Steigen Torah or doing great mitzvah. We don't understand how chashuv what's going on in the house of Boisai. We look at it. We don't really realize. If we knew it, how chashuv how Kodesh Baruch judges a person. How chashuv is the house of Boisai. We put effort into it. We don't put effort into the household of Boisai, into the Nishalom. No, who puts effort today? Maybe Shana Ulai, the asterisk Shana Rishona is at is exception. We may put a little. Maybe I would take Shavua Rishona. I would put it Shavua Rishona. There's a little bit of effort to think about maybe Shalom Bayit. How much effort is put into Shalom Bayit? Was that we had such a toys? It's a of an avakul. How much the Kodesh Baruch Hu wants us to understand that so chashuv and to be machshuv the bias of Bayit. And the people were saying about it's umri the gazal. People were saying because the Kodesh Baruch Hu made us plaguf. The means the pshat is the way we have to look on is that we're chaser. And we need the Rebbe said the wife. We need the wife to be to fill up the chesaron. We were created a certain way. We're missing certain things. A certain thing, and the wife has those things. And together we're full group. And the whole stakles has to be we're chati shekel taka. That was the building of the Mishkan, Rabbi Yisrael. The building of the Mishkan was Chati Chati, Rabbi Yisrael. That was the building of the Mishkan. The Gemara was built with the Adonim for the Mishkan, the base of the Mishkan. The other materials, okay, was the one, but the base of the Mishkan, the Yisoid of the Mishkan, which everybody's trying to build, was built Chatzi Chatzi, Rabbi Yisrael. And that's the Yisoid of a house, Rabbi Yisrael. It's Chatzi Chatzi. You need somebody else. You need the wife to be mashlim the bias, Rabbi Yisrael. And without the wife, it's nishkein bias. It's not shared to have a bias, but it's on a wife, Rabbi Yisrael. Shalom bias is mamish. So integral to create that to understand that I need that forget the right eye and the left eye. We don't now we have another tight and we don't see eye to eye. It's beautiful, but so you're looking into the wrong eye. You're looking with your right eye to her right eye. You look with your left eye, the feet of Chayav Lashem have a new touch, and the Lord, we don't come to the, we don't see eye to eye. That's what having problems in the marriage. Because the Pshat, you're looking the wrong way. Your right eye is supposed to be to the left, of how I can fill up her chesaron. She's supposed to look, but if you're looking right to right, then we're looking in the wrong way. The left to left is the wrong way. We cross eyed over here, that's the problem. But Rav Zion B'Sikha says such a gavaldic gavard. He said, Nochman Teira, Rav Zion B'Sikha, Nochman Teira, what does it say? So the pshat is, after Kabbalah's Torah, you know how what's the bechina, if you really mekabel Torah, shuvu v'lachem lo aleichem. Go see how Yimanim is hamstadig in the house. That's going to be the bechina, that's going to be the measuring stick, if Taki or mekabel Torah, they ever saw it, because Torah preaches, this you saw it, Torah preaches that we're a chetzi, Torah preaches plaga guv. Torah preaches ish for ish the shechina shruya. Torah preaches that with a good plum bias matzav shechina shruya. That's the Mishkan HaHashem. That's what Torah preaches. It's not like Haman's mahal or Rabbi Yisrael. Haman's mahal is that everything's for myself. I don't need anybody else. Our mahal is for care. We need and we have to work together to build a mokum of a Mishkan. And when there's true actors, that's the emes of the chin of Mishkan Rabbi Yisrael. And we could add to Hashem's voice. The pshat is, what was the yisoid of after Matan Torah? Was to build a Mishkan. Hashem said, go build a Mishkan. So in Bechina, it's a very good. He's saying Stamavar, Shuvah Lecha. But if he's married, they did God. The whole tachos of the Torah was to build a Mishkan. And where's the Mishkan today? Everybody said, the Mishkan is, Sech Kol Bayez V'Bayez. That's the Mishkan, right? Ish V'Ish Shilah Shura. So maybe it's V'Etzim that way. That's just the Vort, Shuvah Lecha. Shuvah Lecha, that's the Hemshech HaMishkan. The Hemshech HaMishkan is in the Bayez as well. And if there's no Ach, there's no Be'emes Ach, there's no working and understanding how we can be helped. We're here to help to fill up their chesaron, and they're here to help. That there's a give and take over here. There's a working together to build the Mishkan. There's no understanding. It's all about Kol Zeinenu Shoveli. So then Shem Yirachir, it's a Molech. It's connected to Mishkan. But if it's the attack of Shikleim, all Chatzim Shekel, the time to build the bias with that oifen that we understand, that we have to, whatever we can, vitor, whatever we can, that there should be a matzav of achdus, of a chetzi chetzi that equals a shleimus, that we're working together to build a mokum for the Rebbein Shlom. If we're not going with that, the mamish, the whole tachlis of the Torah, which the Bnei Mishkan is missing, I'm going to say. So, any Ben Torah Amiti, who understand that the Tachos of Torah is to build the Mishkan, and that's the Tachos Amit to bring Shechina, would be working stark to get to this Madrega, to understand this Madrega, that we're all chaser, Rabbi Yisrael. No one's there, and Kodesh Baruch Hu made it that way. The wives should be mashlim, and Mela, the Akkoras HaToyv, and Mela, the Siachsus, to the other Chatzir, Rabbi Yisrael, has to be with a tremendous Chatzir, it's Mamish Chatzir Chatzir, and the Ezer Hashem is Chuzer, Rabbi Yisrael, Zircha, to also that Shuvah Aleim, the Alevi should be Zircha, that the Oihel should be a Mokum Taka, that the Ibrahim should be dwell, the Shechina will be dwell, Zircha, to the Emes that dwell, the Shechina, Shechina, Amen. Amen.